A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This episode is sponsored by Hulu.
Now, guys, if you are a Lisa Vanderpump stan, fan, fangirl,
listen
fanboy,
up. This one's for you.
Please. Vanderpump Villa is a new reality show starring Miss Lisa Vanderpump, premiering on Hulu.
God, it's going to be good, isn't it? We can join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside.
Ooh, is it bonjour. France? Okay, so meet the elite staff as they work, live, and play together 24/7.
There's going to be romance. There's going to be a bit of rivalry. We're going on adventures as they try to provide a once-in-a-lifetime experience for their guests. The staff will need to meet Lisa's very high standards.
Absolutely.
And not everybody has what it takes, Chin.
Watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday now on Hulu.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Guys.
All right then.
Welcome back.
Welcome back.
How are we? Welcome back to the podcast.
To the podcast.
I have to really get into the Australian accent. I find it quite tough.
Podcast. New Zealand.
That's the only word I can say.
That's
in
the
New
word
Zealand.
That gets you into it. New Zealand.
New Zealand. Mm.
But that's the only thing I can say in New Zealand.
Oh, okay.
Because go on in more New Zealand.
It's fresher now.
So,
no,
because I
New
go
Zealand's
to
us at the front of the mouth. It's very quick and it's very.
It's at the front of the mouth. It's very.
But Australia's long. It's Michael McIntyre content. This is.
Yeah.
We stay in the vowels.
In the vowels.
Yeah.
Anyway, Cardi Milan.
We're both sat here with red hands and toes.
It's a lovely look.
And we're enjoying it.
If you're unsure what to. Also, we're not on the acrylic vibe anymore.
We've not been on the acrylic.
Because, you know, I had a dream and it was like almost flashbacks.
Okay.
To when my nails would break and then in my dream, my fingers were throbbing. You know, because when they break, they throb.
And that was a real pain.
It was just.
Nail pain is real pain.
It is. But now we use hard gel and we've got our natural nails. I've got a lot of length.
My natural nails are so long.
Look.
They're in an almond shape.
Look.
Super long.
It's every time I go back, there's like so much growth. Which
but
is good.
Red. If you haven't had a red nail in a while, this is us encouraging you to go and get your nails painted.
I think it's
red.
A nice pre-summer colour, especially with the toes as well.
Because it's not a wintry dark red.
No,
it's
a cherry.
Vibrant cherry red.
It's almost, I mean, it's not, but it's almost orangey. Like it's so bright.
Mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't be scared of red. I know people get very scared of red and be like, it doesn't go with everything.
I think it goes with everything.
But I think you could wear
green,
a yellow dress.
Blue. Pink.
Pink.
Black.
Yeah.
White.
Navy.
Yellow.
Grey.
What doesn't it go with?
I think yellow would look amazing. Bright green, amazing.
Yeah.
Bright blue.
Yeah.
I love a red.
I know people don't like red and pink, but it's great.
I love red and pink. Yeah. Red and pink is one of my favourite combinations of all time.
Yeah, it's great.
But I know it used
to be... But we were afraid of it in the past.
Did Trini and Susanna used to say it was, you know, it's like a sin?
Quite possibly.
Trini and Suze.
How dare they, hey?
We used to love Trini and Susanna.
Big Trini and Suze fans. So welcome back, guys. Happy Wednesday. It's girl talk.
No, it's boy talk.
It's boy talk. How dare I? It's boy talk today.
We've got a good question of the week, a serious question of the week.
We have. Should we just dive in?
It's probably going to be a controversial one.
Let's see what you guys have got to say about
this. In the sense that there is no right and wrong in this circumstance.
Absolutely.
You know? Because also our first dilemma, it's like, well, is that really an issue? Mm. Do you know what I mean?
But it kind of is.
But then also it's like, but is it? Mm. You know?
There are worse problems.
But if there are, like, at least he's not cheating on you.
Mm. But is the bar really that low?
Well, yeah, I know.
You know?
But it's such a weird thing. Isn't it such a weird thing we're about to discuss?
Yeah, it's a weird thing.
Like, also, how do you define it? And how do you know?
How do you know when you feel it?
How can you quantify it? Is that the right word?
Yeah,
how do you measure it?
Right.
Let's dive in.
Baby. Just before we get into it, quick disclaimer.
We are not doctors. We are not professionals. We do not actually know what we are talking about.
This is a lighthearted space.
Okay. Don't take what we say literally because we could be wrong.
Yeah. And if there's anything serious, if there's anything you feel like you're seriously struggling with, please contact a GP, a professional, because that is not us. We're just girls and boys just like you.
We're just trying to get through life as well.
Not professionals. Enjoy the episode.
Enjoy.
So, sing it with me. Question of the week is, in a relationship, when do you expect the I love yous?
Right. I think we've never been in a situation where we're wondering and waiting, right?
I think in my first relationship, right. I was waiting.
Interesting.
Yeah.
But I feel like then you kind of measure it more. Mm. Do you know what I mean? Because then you're kind of like, there's this anticipation for it. Mm-hmm. But I think if the relationship is just like easy breezy and natural, you should, I think, generally speaking, I mean, I don't know because I've only had two relationships in my life. I feel
we're really not that experienced we've got a relationship podcast.
We need some more experience in the bank. I know.
But between the two of us.
We've got a lot. But I'm saying, like, I feel like, this is just from personal experience, it should just be an easy breezy thing that just comes almost around the same time.
As what?
As each other.
Okay.
I feel like it's just like, you're feeling, it's the beginning of the relationship.
You should be very in sync.
Yeah, but because in the beginning of a relationship, it's exciting. You're feeling all the hormones and it's all high levels of joy and, you know, and I think it's just like, it all comes to the surface and it happens at the same time.
So I feel like
but if we're gonna measure it in time,
in my first serious relationship, I do remember a point. Bearing in mind, I was 18.
I can't even remember.
Let's just cast our minds back.
I've defo blocked out the relationship.
Sorry, my phone's not on silent. How dare! So I was 18. He was 4 years older than me. Bearing in mind, this was my first serious relationship.
He'd had like three serious girlfriend relationships. Yeah.
Three? Like, that had lasted like a year, 2 years, like significant relationships. So I think going into it, I very much took the stance of, well, you know what you're doing. This is all new to me. So you take the lead and I'm just going to go with the flow. I'm going to be super easy breezy and just go with the flow. And I remember it was kind of on and off in the beginning, but basically the point I'm getting to is I remember being maybe like honestly nearly a year into it, and there'd been
weren't boyfriend girlfriend, you never had that conversation.
What are we on about now? But it was on and off in the beginning.
Right, that's what I'm saying. So the year thing, it sounds like a long time, but when you were living it.
But it was probably 8 months of a relationship. Yeah. And they'd been, and we were planning this like trip to Asia together. This is what I remember. We were planning on like traveling or whatever. And I remember thinking like, we've not, this hasn't been said yet. And I was kind of like, do I feel it? I don't know. Like, again, it was like.
But again, it's like, what is it?
Yeah, it was like the unknown of what is this? Like, do I feel it? Do I not? And I remember being like, kind of like a good, like a significant amount of time into this, like, let's say 8 months. And there'd been like no mention of it. And I remember thinking like, is this normal? Like, should it have been said? Right. Like, I was kind of having and then it came like not that long after. Yeah. But I remember kind of feeling like,
But it's when you don't have anything to compare and contrast to. You're in the dark.
The first time around.
I had no clue.
Right.
So what do you do? Right. So what do you do?
But I feel like the more relationships you have, then it's like, oh, it's easy. It just happens whenever. It's just easy breezy. It's... Like,
but if we're going to, so what is the question?
Yeah, hang on. Yeah, let's just so circle back. That was a long detour from me.
Like, what do you think is?
When do you expect the "I love you" in a relationship?
Expect. Oh gosh. I mean, God. I mean, I wouldn't say before 6 months. But then I've never experienced. Would you? I've never experienced a love so into. You know what you'll say. You're going to meet someone within 3 months. You're going to be in love.
Yeah.
Right.
I did.
Right. Here you go.
That was my current relationship.
Right.
I think we met. Yeah.
Right. So you felt the love.
Yeah. Really instantly. Felt the love. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So it was an overwhelming feeling. It was. Sophia.
Yeah. Overwhelming.
That's interesting. I feel like some people in the beginning. It depends how intense
I feel like exactly been. I feel like our current relationships, I feel like yours was started slower than mine because it was during lockdown.
It was a slower
it
burner.
Was you couldn't really see each other. It was like a very slow burner,
and also it was like a denial thing as
right
well.
You were like, oh, but I was going to be single, right. Like, what's going on?
It was a denial
whereas when
thing.
I was in mine, it was like, well, my best mate's got right. a boyfriend, so right. like, I'm all for it, let's go. And from the first date, it was like boom boom right. boom boom boom. It was very quick.
But what
and,
I'm
like,
saying
consistent.
To people is don't be disappointed
exactly
and feel like you should be in love with someone after meeting them after 2 months. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Because that I feel like
every situation is different.
I feel like if
because you could meet someone 2 months ago and you might only have had 4 dates,
right?
Or you could have had 12,
right?
Like,
or you could have gone on holiday and been on holiday for 2 weeks, fallen in love on
exactly.
that holiday. Do you know what I mean?
Like, every relationship moves at a different pace. But I right. think I would expect it before the 6 month mark or at the six months.
I would say 6 months is a general ballpark.
Yes.
So I think that's half a year.
Right.
You can get to know someone significantly in that time. You could have had a couple, you know, full weekends together. There should have been a lot of development.
A mini break.
I feel like at that point, there should have been a lot of.
We should have met friends, family maybe.
Siblings. Mm,
could be getting there.
I think at that point, but if you maybe get to 8 months and there's no signals, I don't know.
Mm.
But then how would you feel if, because I know in Married at First Sight, not to use the example of Olivia and Jackson, because we don't like them. No. But she said she loved him, right? He didn't say it back. And it was very clear that he was like, I'm not there yet. Ooh, you know, but give me some time. And she's like, well, I already, you know, I thought, fuck, I don't think I could handle such a thing.
I just wouldn't say it first.
Imagine, I don't think I could, because I'd be like, well, why aren't you feeling it too?
Right.
Then I'd get in my head.
Yeah, and I'd be like, I'm in love with you.
If I'm in love with you, am I even?
Right.
Are you ever going to get there?
Mm-mm.
Do you even take this seriously? But then it's like, you wouldn't want him to just say it to say it because you said it.
Right.
Imagine him thinking, well, I don't actually
come
love
with
you.
The I love yous.
Imagine he's like, he says it, but he's in his head is like, I don't actually love you.
Let me see what you guys have said.
Yeah.
Again, this sums up what we're saying. Whenever it feels right, no time can be put on it. It's personal to you, of course. It could be 2 weeks. It could be 6 months.
2 weeks? What a whirlwind.
This girl said within the first 3 months.
Okay.
Within a few months of being official.
Okay. Within being official. So are we generally...
6 months to a year. But think if you feel it, you should say it. Life's too short.
Right.
This girl's saying after 6 months, maybe like 4 to 6 months, depends on when you were asked out, the talking stage.
Right.
Exactly. Like, some relationships just go slower than others. There's no right or wrong here. Depends how intense and quick things move. My boyfriend and I said it after 1 month.
Oh.
amount of time with two different people and feel ready at different time. Time doesn't seem to measure love. It's all about compatibility.
Right. So do you, you think
oh, that was the second half. You can spend the same amount of time with two different people and feel ready at different times.
Of course. So do you think that if you get to a point where you're wondering whether the other person loves you, is that a bad situation to be in? Like, because everyone's saying, whenever it feels right, just let it flow, just let it flow. Mm-hmm. So if you're at the point...
But then it gets to a point where it's like, well, we're 12 months in now.
Right.
And you've not said it. So what's going on here?
So I'm just wondering what goes through one's mind when one gets to such a situation.
I would feel like if I was in a relationship...
When you're wanting someone to say...
Exactly. Like,
and not getting it.
Yes. And you're really feeling it, and you're almost saying it by accident. You're slipping up.
Maybe you've said it a couple of times, and you've laughed it off. He laughed at it.
Yeah.
You know, you're going, "I love you." Sorry, I didn't mean to say that. And he's like, "Whoa!" And he's not, and he's just brushing it off. And you're thinking, "Shit, that could have been a good moment there."
Could have been.
For if someone's nervous to could've say, he could have, you know, been like, "Well, I do think I love you." Mm. You know, it could have been a good little segue with humour. Mm. Humour's a good way if we're both nervous to say something. So if he laughs
Listen,
it off,
right? There's obviously no time frame. Everyone relationship. Right. We all know this, right?
Right.
But I think if, for me personally, if I was in a relationship and I'm going to say we get to the 6 month mark.
Yeah. And so we've been official for 6 months?
We've been seeing each other. No, we've been boyfriend and girlfriend.
Because I'm picturing just I've met you on month one.
No, I'm thinking that too.
Okay.
I'm thinking since we've met.
Right.
So we've met in a romantic way. We've dated from the off, right?
Because I'm just to throw it out there. I think if you ask me to be your girlfriend.
Right.
So say we've been dating for X however long.
I'm thinking when you ask me to be your girlfriend, you're already in love with me.
That's exactly
why I'm your girlfriend.
So I'm saying I'd be alarmed if we've been dating, then you ask me to be my girlfriend, your girlfriend, whatever.
Yeah.
And it's still been 6 months of being boyfriend, girlfriend. And in that period, you've still
not... Do you even like me?
That's when I'm... So I think everyone's quantifying this a bit different. Because is it from the point of me or the point of boyfriend, girlfriend? Or girlfriend, girlfriend, or boyfriend.
Well, some people are friends before and then it turns romantic. But I'm saying, if you meet from the off romance, like first date, we're meeting, we're dating for a couple months, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, I'm thinking that when you're asking me to be my girlfriend, you're in love with me.
Me too.
You're falling or you're already there. That's why you're meeting
to be your
girlfriend.
It's coming. It's going to happen. And then it's coming quick.
But if by the like 6 month mark, let's say we've been official now for let's say like what, 3 months?
Yeah.
Then, and it hadn't come about. I've known you for 6 months. We've been dating, blah, blah, blah. I would start to feel a bit like, I'm waiting
fragile.
For it now.
I feel fragile.
I'm waiting for it. But that's just me.
Yeah. Well, it's something that's important. And if that doesn't come around... Then,
well, it's about like but then a relationship progressing and like you don't want to rush anyone, but it's the point of if I'm really feeling it and you're not,
that's my alarm bells ringing.
Yeah.
Because like I said at the beginning, I feel like it should be a mutual feeling of love.
Mm.
But then again,
who knows?
Who knows?
You guys have got your
answers.
At this
point,
we're all kind of saying the same thing. First few months.
Yeah.
Whenever it feels right and natural, but a year would be where I draw the line.
Because also a good point to make is when you're asking me to be a girlfriend, it should almost come within that question.
Exactly. I think it's around
like,
the same time. I'm just falling in love with you.
I love you. And I want you to be my girlfriend. Mm. That's how I would like it to present itself.
But then some people, they become girlfriend and boyfriend after 2 weeks.
Of course.
Very quickly.
And then
you know,
it's like, then we're
different.
Falling in love.
Mm.
We've had the lust.
If it's not said by around 6 months, I'd be questioning it.
Right. That's my general.
Yeah. My boyfriend said it to me before we were even official.
Love that.
My boyfriend and I didn't say I love you until 3 months of being official. And now we are celebrating 4 years.
Oh,
Probably a couple months in, first few months after being exclusive.
Yeah, because if you're asking me to be exclusive before being, then I'm expecting love probably within the next few months. Well, because if we're...
I think the best situation to be in, the dream situation, is where you're not really thinking about it. You're just are just like falling in love.
And it's
you're
not a question. Yeah. It's not a thought. It's not a... It's happening.
Yeah. It's just happening.
And there's no point where you're pausing.
Exactly.
And
you're not thinking, is he going to say it? Am I going to say it? Is it like... It's just happening.
You're right.
And it's not
like the movies. But there's nothing to say that if it takes a bit longer, it's not a problem.
No, exactly.
It's not. Baby.
So this is our first dilemma, guys.
Right.
This is a long way to get into it, but we've got my boyfriend of a year hasn't said he loves me.
So from the point the two of these people became girlfriend, boyfriend, it's been a year. There was dating beforehand.
There was dating before that.
So we've gone from January, let's just, so we can all picture this, January 2021 to January 2022, a full year. Mm. And her boyfriend's, how do you sign off on the phone? How do you sign off? It's puzzling to me. But let's.
It's bye, full stop.
It's just like, bye.
Bye. Hi, girls. Okay, so I'm writing as I have a dilemma I don't think I've heard before on the podcast. And I wonder if there's anyone out there that's ever been in a scenario like this. I'm really struggling at the minute, so some advice would be much appreciated. I'm 26.
Good
and
age.
My boyfriend is nearly 28. I've Good been age. Seeing my boyfriend, let's call him Barry, for about 11 months.
Barry.
We started out talking quite casually, talking a couple of times a week, seeing each other once a week, and not being in an exclusive relationship for a while.
Slow burner.
Gradually, over time, we became intertwined in each other's lives, sharing the same friends, going on holiday, and growing much closer. Gorge. He's truly my best friend.
Gorgeous.
We started dating last June, but in January this year, I gave him a bit of an ultimatum as I still wasn't his girlfriend and we weren't exclusive.
This is right. Okay.
The plot thickens.
So... started seeing each other exclusively in June, was that?
No, they started so seeing each other in June for a while. You started dating in June. We've gone July, August, September, October, November, December,
January.
And she's saying, look, we're not even exclusive yet. What's going on?
Okay. That's a tough.
I was prepared to walk away as he hasn't had a girlfriend in the last 7 or 8 years. And I thought this was something he wouldn't want, as we've spoken about it before, not a relationship guy, X, Y, and Z. He surprised me and said he really loves being with me and it felt like the right thing to do to be together.
Loves being with me. Nice.
Loves. Does that count? Loves no. being with
I
me.
I love being around you.
It's not the same.
It's like me going, I love you. Oh, I love being around you, too.
It's a good.
I love having
dodge,
you in
though.
My life too.
It's a good dodge though.
Yeah. Because you don't love me.
So
okay,
since
but I
then,
appreciate that. Look, yeah. He's not had a relationship in 8 years.
There's a lot of pressure on the
There's
next
a lot
relationship.
Of he's thinking, I'm 28. Maybe yeah. this next one is the forever. One. Maybe this next one is the mother of my children.
Got to make sure I get
it's
it right.
It's taken him a while to get this point. You gave him an ultimatum in January. He's like, you know what? I love being with around you.
Love being around you.
I love being around you, Susan. And we're going to be exclusive, but not boyfriend, girlfriend yet. Or are we boyfriend,
well,
girlfriend?
Well, she's saying, since then, we've gone from strength to strength.
Okay,
We're talking about holidays we'll go on next year. He calls me 5 or 6 times a day.
Jesus Christ,
Pretty
Barry.
Nice. And we spend any spare time we have together.
Nice.
He's physically very affectionate and supports me with my goals, has met my mum recently, and I absolutely adore him.
So I'm assuming they're boyfriend and girlfriend from Jan.
Me too, I'm assuming.
Because this
that
is
too.
Boyfriend, girlfriend.
The only thing is, he's never told me he loves me. Okay. We had a fallout the other month because of this, and it was upsetting me as I fell for him very quickly.
So I'm glad you voiced it, to be honest.
He can't explain why he's not ready to say it and says he doesn't understand why he currently doesn't feel comfortable saying it. It's something I think about most days. Oh. I'm sure it's triggering some insecurity inside of me, right. But I can't seem to find peace with it. What should I do?
I'd struggle too.
So it's out in the open. This is an open conversation of the fact that you're in love and he's not.
A long time with this person.
Yeah.
And you're raising this problem and being openly, you know, upset and hurt by it. Mm. And he's just being like,
what can I say?
What can I say?
But in his defense, if he's not feeling it, what was he supposed to say?
In his defense, well, yeah, you don't want him to lie.
That you don't say it when you feel it. If he's not feeling it yet, what can he do?
And fuck me, I don't know.
It's like neither one of you is doing anything wrong. You're both in your rights. You know, your feelings are very valid to be upset and confused as to why
in
he's
this
not
state
feeling
of
it.
Like,
you
what's
fell very
going
quickly.
On.
You've been together for a year. He's not said it yet. It's going to make you feel doubtful about things. Well,
it is. It makes you doubt everything. Yeah. I think it will literally make you doubt everything. The whole relationship, him. Can you trust him?
But equally, what's he supposed to do? Fake it?
Well, exactly.
He's not ready to say it. He's not ready to say it. You can't be angry at that, can you?
Right. I wonder what he's saying in these conversations when she's raising it. I'd like a
little
bit.
He said that he doesn't know why. He doesn't
feel
comfortable.
He doesn't know why.
He can't put his finger on it.
Fuck. Barry, Barry, Barry. Mm. Listen, I think... Does she just have to think, right, I love this guy. If you love him and you want to be with him and you genuinely see him in your future, ride it out. Right? Because what are you going to do? Break up with Barry? It's either...
Patience.
Right. So she's either... you've got two options.
Or is it... Right? Know your worth. Find someone who's obsessed with you. Like, find someone who, when you meet them, they think, I've got
to
get this girl
and
for
I need to
myself.
Make sure. Because
I'm not going to leave this girl. I'm dating her. What? I'm not even exclusive after 6 months. You know, you want a guy who's like, I've got to take her off the market. This girl is mine. You know, I'm falling in love with this girl. Because you can find that. That energy exists.
I mean, there is the show. Have you watched any of the Netflix show,
No.
The Ultimatum?
No, I haven't.
Now, I've watched... Did I tell you briefly about...
Yes, you did.
So I've watched 2 episodes. It was getting a bit... It was making me... It was uncomfortable to watch.
Oh.
Because it was like actually making me stressed.
Oh,
thinking
gosh.
That my relationship was... Because it was like, people going crazy.
Oh,
I didn't enjoy it. But they all took their partners to this thing and gave them an ultimatum.
Mm.
And it was like, if you don't X, Y, and Z by this time,
I'm out.
It's always that option. But I don't think it's the right way to go with that. Do you think you should ever... offer an ultimatum? Like, imagine you were offered an ultimatum. I'd be like, excuse you. Or you're gonna break up with me if I don't X, Y, and Z.
I
wouldn't like that at all.
Well, then it's like, you know, you shouldn't put pressure on someone.
Right, because it's pressure.
To say that I love, you can't, you know, you can't force that.
Right.
So it's kind of like, you know, let's not overcomplicate it. We've been together for a year. If you've not fallen in love with me,
what is it?
Out we go. Are we mates? Is this platonic? I'm thinking in my head.
Do you not look into my eyes?
You've got doubts somewhere.
See
your future. For some reason, this is what I would think if I was in this situation. I would automatically think, obviously, I'm not ticking all of your boxes. There's something missing here that you're not, like, we're not matching
up
somewhere.
So do we think it's that? Or do we think he's just not there
yet?
Or
it's his own issues.
Yeah.
But it's like, well, hurry up. How long are you supposed to wait around?
Because is this man really going to... Like, is he just chatting shit about these holidays coming up?
Mm-mm.
We know a lot of stuff can be chatted shit about, especially holidays. Mm. People can promise a lot of holidays.
People can promise whatever they want.
I can promise a holiday.
Okay, let's try and... What would you do in this situation? Would you stick it out or are you gone? Let's say this is your current boyfriend.
I'm a weak human. So if I was already in love... I think... It would be very hard if you were genuinely in love with someone and you saw a future and you've been obsessed with this person for a year at this
point. Right.
And you've been hoping and waiting. You want the summer coming up with this person. You know, you want your future with this person. Mm. You know, I'm 26, he's 28. Mm. I think good this ages. Is the one for me. I'm in love, right? And he's like, I'm just not there yet. I think it'd be take a very strong, strong person
to walk away from that
without, because there's always hope there in a relationship, right? Mm. You always like hope. So she's just hoping, give him a few months. Mm. Just get, okay, a month. Mm. You know, let's go on holiday and he'll fall, like, you know, on this holiday we can, you know what I mean?
But it's also like, why should I be fighting for you to fall in love with me?
Exactly.
What am I supposed to do? Entertain you, be all funny and ha 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 so you fall in love with me?
What do you want me
this
to
should
perform
have
for
naturally
you?
Happened in this period of time.
Yeah, because also there's the question, is he unable to love? Will it ever come?
Oh God.
Seriously. But is he unavailable?
Is he emotionally
unavailable? He just complete? Is he ever going to open up and let his heart
let the walls down?
You need to find these things out, because otherwise you're going to waste another 6 months of your time, and he's going to be like, "Look, I just don't love you, Susan."
Mm-mm.
And you're going to be like, "Barry, what the fuck? It's been a year and a half."
Or if he, maybe he does love you, but he doesn't know it. You know, maybe he's emotionally, what's the word without what's the word?
He just doesn't.
Not aware of his emotions.
Well, listen, he's not had a relationship in 8 years.
Right.
He doesn't know what it feels like.
Maybe he's feeling it.
But then it's like, but why would he not know? If he's not, if he's obsessed. The feeling of obsession and lust and just like unconditional love, you can't deny it. It should just be there. Yeah. So the fact that he doesn't know makes me think that, yes, there are doubts. Right?
For me,
and I think he's questioning things.
Yeah, I think there's not really a right or wrong, and I think everyone that you tell this to could tell you a different story and a different
they could
answer.
Say give him time, or it could be like, no, you deserve better than this. Yes. It's been long enough. It's that or that. Those are the only things people are going to be saying.
I feel like I'm in the camp of you can do better. Yeah.
Do you think we could scare him with a threat?
if you came to me, right, and you said, I've been in love with James for months, you know, I've been, you know, I'm the best friend on the side. I've known you guys dating, blah, 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 you know, in a relationship, blah, blah. And if I, you know, if you said to me, I've been in love with him for so long and he's not said it yet, I would be like, stop fucking around. Let's open our eyes here. Something's not adding up. Let's just call it quits.
Because also what gets me is, how can someone, you know, if someone, if you're your boyfriend, girlfriend, someone, they obviously want to see you all the time.
Yeah.
It's affectionate. You know, you're doing loads of nice things. That in itself is showing me that you, how is he showing you that he loves you?
What's his love language?
Maybe we do
a love language quiz.
Is his love language affection?
Gifts,
but then
quality
she's
time.
Saying he's affectionate. Mm. So is that not him showing his love?
Mm.
Do you feel the love?
Do you
the
feel
question
loved?
Whether you feel the love, and then maybe he's just got an issue with the words.
Mm.
Maybe he's scared of it. I don't know, but really try and dissect him.
Mm.
Like, because if he's showing love in other ways, then I think he loves you and he doesn't know it.
Right.
Seriously. If he's wanting to spend, you know, all his quality time with you, then look, that's actually a very good sign.
Yeah.
And it's a good sign if he's being super affectionate and doing things for you and... Mm.
I mean, look, there's no right or wrong. Keep tabs on it. You got to do what you feel's right. If you want to keep sticking it out, it could come.
I might stick it out till June and be like, babe, it's been a year.
We're basically in June now.
Right. Well, it's in a week's time. Mm. And be like, look, David, it's been a year.
Barry, maybe
it's worth raising one more time. I don't know what else to do. I'm feeling at a loss. I love you. You don't love me. Where is this going? Ask all the questions. Do you see me in your future? Do you want a future with me? Do you even want to be with me? Get him to
because
answer all these
don't.
Questions. And if he's like...
Time's up.
If he's not being like, listen, Susan, I'm scared, but I love you.
Right.
Then we've got our answer. Maybe he just needs a bit of...
Pushing in the right direction.
Yeah. But like, do you know how I feel? It's been a year.
Mm.
We're planning holidays. We're planning our future.
Right.
We're planning kids. Mm. I've told you my baby names, you know.
Absolutely.
And I'm feeling like it's make or break. I'm feeling like I might have to leave.
You could say that.
I think you could say that. I think that's completely valid.
But look, if this relationship... Maybe just word it as, if this relationship isn't progressing...
I'm at a loss and I'm going to have to walk away.
There's nothing else. Like, I can't give any more.
Of myself.
And, you know, I deserve someone who knows... that they really want to be with me and they couldn't lose me.
So because I'm at a breaking point.
Do with that what you will.
Yeah.
Barry.
I think, and the way he reacts in said moment. Mm.
Maybe the thought of losing you will scare him.
That's what I'm
And then he'll be like, with the threat. Light bulb. But should you have...
But it shouldn't be an argument. Exactly. That conversation should not be an argument.
Exactly. We come back to why should you be in this position in the first place?
If
should
he's getting there. Defensive, I don't know, but then could he... I suppose he can get a bit defensive because he's just not there yet.
We don't know. Okay, this is tough. I suppose
it could be an argument because he's like, Susan, I'm just not there.
What do you want me to do?
Force it? Fake it? And you're like,
but
oh.
It's like, but it's like, why okay, aren't you
but
there?
But then the answer is, okay, I'm leaving.
Right.
That's the answer.
Because this for okay? me doesn't feel right, right now.
Because this has got to a point where this is not what a relationship is.
Yeah.
And then we leave.
There we go. Okay. Right. Now, just a quick interlude, guys. This is breaking news that we've just had through the girls' bathroom email address.
Oh my God.
So if you were listening to the last boy talk, proposal or cheating, it was a proposal. Yay! Oh. So the last boy talk, one of you guys sent me a dilemma to say, is he cheating or proposing?
Of course.
He's proposed.
So
she said, hi girls, thanks for reading my dilemma. I took your advice and thought it was too heavy to keep on my own. Approached my mum, who told me not to worry in Oh my God, I'm gonna cry. In a very reassuring way. Look at this. Oh my God, I'm actually gonna cry. She said, update, I'm a fiance. Oh my God, I'm crying.
I feel like I owe the listeners a full breakdown on why he was being shady.
Let's hear it.
He proposed.
Everyone on TikTok thought he was cheating.
Oh,
everyone was like, babe, there's no way he's proposing. But I was like, you guys haven't heard the full
story.
You
guys haven't seen Bridesmaids.
Exactly. Clearly.
So he proposed in the most magical way. After dinner and drinks on a secluded beach. So this man cannot hide things well, which is a good sign.
Good sign.
Very good sign. He can't keep secrets. The whole thing planned with my mum, hence the two wine glasses in the dishwasher.
That's what we thought.
We got it. What did we say? We said wedding planner.
No, we said he's got your mum round to ask for permission. We said it. I'll tell you guys, we do know what we're talking about. You should listen to us.
Take our advice. We'll go places. Good. Imagine she broke up with him.
Yeah.
Jesus. Oh, you're cheating on me. Yeah, I know you're cheating on me. Every time he was going out dressed up and location off, was going to design my ring.
Nice. We fucking knew it.
Showed me all the date and time stamped photos. The phone checking was so he could delete a joint confirmation from the hotel where he requested special arrangements to decorate our room with flowers and champagne.
That's why I had to go on your phone to delete the email.
Glad it ended well after all.
Oh, congratulations. That's amazing.
Oh.
Can we come to the wedding?
I would love that.
That'd be great. Congratulations.
But no
guys.
Rush
really
to plan the
you.
Wedding. Like, have a lovely
Enjoy this time.
This time is like one of the best. I mean, we've never experienced it.
I imagine.
It'd be a lovely, just like.
Oh, what amazing news, hey. I feel like we all needed that today.
Thank God, hey.
Thank God, hallelujah, hey.
I mean, what a whirlwind that would be if it was cheating.
But it wasn't. She's a fiance, she's engaged.
Congratulations. Her gut was telling her that it wasn't full cheating, right?
Well, yeah, because she was like, had any problems before my boyfriend's acting weird. Because he was shitting himself.
He was just scared.
Having to nip off to a jeweler's, you know.
Shows how much he cared. Because he was shitting himself, that you're probably going to say no.
Find out.
You could say, oh, find out. Ruin the surprise. This is a very, you know, important moment in one's life. Aww. You know, because you remember said day
forever.
For a long time.
Oh, that's amazing. Aww. Congratulations,
guys. Right, everybody.
Gosh, just drying my tears, drying my eyes.
Transport yourself to a world where you're in a relationship with someone for 4 years.
Wow.
Okay.
What's that like?
And you cheat. I'm a cheater.
Wow.
I've just cheated on my boyfriend.
I've cheated.
Hi, girls. I've been with my boyfriend.
You know when you have dreams that you cheat and it's like, or dreams that you've been cheated on. It's
I can only imagine the feeling. Touch wood. we never experience.
Never okay, so who knows. God, let's
I've
pray.
Been with my boyfriend for nearly 4 years.
Okay, congratulations.
I'm 22. He's 23. So we've been together since we're 18. Okay. So prepubescent. That's not prepubescent.
No, it's not prepubescent.
Early adult life.
That's like 12.
Early adult life. We don't live together, but we see each other around 5 times a week.
Wow, that's fucking
that's
loads.
Impressive. That's
yeah,
impressive.
That's great.
He works full time, and I'm almost finished uni. Okay,
you're
lovely.
Making a lot of effort to see each other then. That's good.
Which is good. Mm. We've got so many fun trips and holidays planned for summer.
Amazing.
And we're also saving up for a house together.
Wow.
As we both feel like we're ready.
Wow.
Impressive.
Be careful about that.
Yeah. Because I would be careful. Well, been there. Well, let's dissect. If you're cheating on someone,
that.
I wouldn't buy a house with them. Mm. But let's just see. He's the sweetest person ever. But over the past few months, we've bickered a lot. We're very Bickering. Different. Mm, I'm very outgoing,
starting to unravel,
and love to meet with friends for drinks, and I'm always up for a good time.
Mm, you're a social
He's
butterfly.
Much more quiet than me. His idea of a good night is staying in on his PlayStation.
Okay, he's okay. a homebody.
We only bicker about small things. Mainly sometimes I get annoyed with how unsociable he is. Okay. For example, we've been invited on multiple double dates with my friends and their boyfriends, and he always refuses and says he doesn't want to go as he doesn't like socializing.
Oh.
Okay, I can see how that's a clash. Because you're like, let's go. It'll Come be fun. On. You can hang out with Barry and you and I can hang, you know, it's a double date, and he's like, I don't want to go, I don't want to go. That would hurt. However, when we're invited out with his friends, oh okay, this is another layer. When we're invited out with his friends and their partners, I always come and make effort with each of the girlfriends. That's annoying. I understand he is quiet, but sometimes he just comes across as rude. I also always try and motivate him in terms of work, as he says he's unhappy in his current job. I say things like, you know what you're doing, you can start your own business. Mm-hmm. He always shuts me down and says that I'm too pushy, but I feel I'm only trying to be a supportive girlfriend.
All right, okay.
Yeah. His CBA attitude has really been getting to me recently, and I found myself questioning whether I saw a future with him. Okay. I think I would feel this
so
way as well
doubts.
At this situation.
Me too.
You know, he's not making an effort with your people, but you're making an effort, and it's not, nothing's reciprocated, and you're offering a lot of support, and he's kind of pushing that would not be a nice feeling if you're offering a lot of support and help, and someone's just like, shut up, you're being too pushy, shut up, and you're just like, you don't feel valued. Okay. So she's questioning whether I see a future with him. I went out on a weekend with some friends and I got completely blackout drunk.
Oh God, here we go.
I barely remember anything. And I'm a total lightweight and usually don't let myself get to this point, but I barely remember the whole night out.
We've all been there.
So
many times.
I have no idea what happened. I mean, that is actually so scary.
I know.
It's blacking out.
We've woke up in bed and being like, how did we get here?
It's like, yeah, take that first.
And you're like,
and
oh
just
my
like,
God.
It's not safe. It's not safe.
But we've all done it.
Yeah.
And we live and we learn.
After the club, we went back to a friend's place and carried on drinking. I have no idea what happened, but I ended up in bed with another guy. And things got heated and we kissed.
Oh,
okay, so kiss. I feel terrible.
Oh, it was just a kiss?
Well, she said, and we kissed.
Okay.
But I don't know if you can remember. I think this is maybe what, I don't know. I spent the whole next day crying to my friends who reassured me that my boyfriend would never find out.
Oh.
And it was just a mistake.
Oh, God.
What a situation.
Okay.
I'm feeling, my heart's starting to beat.
Well, I'm glad that you can remember getting in bed with this
me
boy.
Me too,
and
kissing him.
And it's not, that's not the part. Yeah. That's a different, whole different story here.
I confirmed with the guy that it was just kissing.
Okay.
And told him how much of a mistake it was.
Okay. You're trying to keep
him quiet. Was really understanding and said to me that we all fuck up sometimes and that he wouldn't tell anyone and we could forget it ever happened.
Oh,
nice guy.
Okay.
Lovely guy.
Okay. He's got your back.
Okay. Lovely guy. Okay. It's almost a week.
Which is true. Like, this is life sometimes. We're not perfect as humans. Right. We do make mistakes. Like, alcohol's not an excuse, but it does explain partly. Your judgment's impaired.
100%.
You were so drunk. Like, it's not an excuse, but it does offer some sort of explanation.
And you're in a bad place with your boyfriend. Mm. I don't know if that adds a layer to it.
You've been with him since you were 18. Right. You're thinking, am I ever going to be with anyone else? Is this it? Right.
It's almost a week later now, and I haven't stopped thinking about it. I don't know if I could live with such guilt. I would never in a million years want to hurt my boyfriend, as he is a really sweet guy. And I just know how much he values our relationship, regardless of our bickers. I know my friends and the guy have told me it won't get out. But I just don't know what to do. The truth always comes out.
Well,
right?
It's like...
It's what they say. It could be 3 years' time.
It's
the
like
truth always comes out.
In Sex and the City, when Carrie kisses... Is it Aiden?
Oh, yeah.
And the girls, Samantha, is like, don't tell him. Don't tell Big. Why would you?
He's not going to find out.
He's going to find out. Don't ruin it.
But Carrie could not...
She couldn't hold it.
...keep the guilt. I just don't know what to do. I feel like it's constantly on my mind and just want to burst into tears every time I see my boyfriend.
Oh my God.
I know he would immediately break things off and could never forgive me.
Oh, shit.
And this stupid mistake has really made me realize how much I really do love him. Typical. Ooh. And see a future with him, even though she was doubting
However, hang on.
Let me just finish. Mm-hmm. I also don't know if I can live with myself by keeping this a secret forever. What should I do? Help.
Mm. Okay, listen, right? I know you are now feeling like, oh my fucking God, I've already fucked up. Like, he's a really great guy. Like, you're carrying all this
guilt.
I just
think that's the panic and the guilt.
Yeah, I think that is, like Chintzia just said, panic. And almost like the realization that my relationship's probably over. But, and I'm not justifying it, but what I'm trying to say is, like, the fact that you have been bickering a lot, you know, you're making all the effort with his people, he's not making an effort with yours, there were problems there, and I think those problems that you were having was probably making you question, like, is this going to be the one? Like, should we be buying a house together? Like, you know, it's that, it's so young to make such a commitment, and I think... I don't personally think, no matter how drunk you were, if your relationship was genuinely
perfect,
meant to be and really stable and really compatible and really thriving, I don't think how drunk you were, you would have kissed someone else. I do think right now it's a lot of panic and guilt and it's all like all over the place. But I do think it kind of shows you that your relationship actually isn't right and something's not actually there. And I know you probably don't see it right now, but I think in a few months' time when this is all kind of like settled and maybe you're not with your boyfriend, it gets a bit scary, blah, 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 I think you would look back and think, actually, yeah, like that relationship wasn't going down the right path.
This is a pivotal moment in your life.
Yeah.
Where I know, like Sophia said, right now, it's a bit of a shitter. And I think it's the panic.
It's
the realization, you know, no one ever sets out in a relationship to cheat on anyone.
Right.
I don't think.
I would hope.
Right.
To
and
think
especially
not.
This girl in the situation, right? You never set out to cheat.
You didn't go on this night out thinking,
no, I'm going to fucking kiss someone tonight. No. You didn't. It happened. And I think there's this overwhelming guilt and panic because you love your boyfriend. It's been 4 years.
Yes, there's love there.
But I think it's something that the universe...
I think it's a sign.
I think it's a sign from the universe. Mm. And I think it's like, you can't live with the guilt. You're going to have to tell your boyfriend anyway. Even if you're trying to live with the guilt, I think it will come out anyway. Mm. Eventually, because the truth always comes out, especially in circumstances like this. Mm-hmm. Like when it's, you know, cheating and, you know, like it's an important thing. Like you have to...
You won't be back to yourself until you get this off
exactly,
your chest.
Exactly. And it's something you can't live with. So in that
clearly
sense, your relationship is probably already over, you've said. And I think it's a good thing. I think Most relationships from 18 into the 20s, that's a real tricky time. And I think when you hit like the 23 from the 18, that's always the moment where it's like, okay, so is this going to be my person forever? Are we going to go on to 5-6 years? You know, that's, you should be marrying people at this point.
I mean, like, I remember being like, I was in a very similar situation, like being with my, you know, a relationship 18 to literally like 21 22 he wanted to buy a house together. It was like, are we gonna move in? And you do start having those thoughts of like, fucking hell, like, okay, like if we buy a house, this is it, and I'm never gonna go on a first date ever again. Like, I'm never gonna be with anyone.
You're never gonna live alone. No, you know, like, you're never gonna have any of those experiences. Yeah, move cities. I like, don't know, get a job elsewhere.
Yeah, and it is. And you do have those thoughts, like Chintzia said, like, okay, so is this my person? Like, are we going to go all the way now, or are we going to cut this off and go our separate and do whatever?
I think it's the fear of losing that person, but is why right now you're thinking, but he is perfect. I do want to spend my future with him. And I really, because it's panic and it's like the fear of loss, because you're going to lose someone who's been in your life for 4 years.
Because it's like we've said before, like, just because you guys don't have a toxic relationship, it doesn't mean that it's still the right relationship. Right. Like, a relationship can be healthy.
Just because you're not screaming and shouting.
You can still feel the need to break up a healthy relationship. Just because it's healthy doesn't mean that it's working and that it's right.
And it's for you. It could be for him. Like,
it can still be the wrong relationship. Yeah. And I think that's so important. So, because that's maybe what you're thinking, like, I don't know if it's right, I'm having these doubts, but you know, he's really good to me and he's really sweet and he's really nice and he's
I know he
friends.
Loves me and I he know he wants me. To be with me and I know he sees a future with me.
So
and you cling
maybe
on
I
to
should
that.
Just be lucky to have someone like this.
I'm lucky to have someone who wants to buy a house with me.
Right.
That in itself you could justify staying.
Exactly.
You know, but he wants to buy a house with me and he wants to build this future with
so
me.
So easy to talk yourself down that rabbit hole.
100%. But I think in this instance, guilt is back. A very hard thing to live with. Look, you either swallow the guilt, continue on your relationship. I think it will break down anyway eventually.
Yeah.
Or you just look at the facts, be like, look, I was doubting it before. I fucked up. I've cheated. I think it's time to just exit and move on to a new chapter. I'm 22. I'm young.
So much life
fresh.
To live.
Listen, I'm 25. I'm getting stale. Okay. You're 22, young and ripe and fresh.
Fresh.
Let's get on out there.
Let's go and do this.
Yeah, I think so. Let's get on out there.
It's tough.
It's going to be really hard. This. And she will think it was the wrong decision initially.
Yes,
you're gonna.
It's not, I promise.
But it won't be. And
take it from us.
Listen,
you're doing the right thing by ending the relationship.
I know it might be hard, because he's going to be angry at you as well. He's going to probably want to break up with you. He's probably going to break up with you first. And that's going to be hard to take, because he's going to essentially hate you because you cheated on him. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, I would hate someone also. Mm-hmm. But you just got to be strong and know that it's probably for the best.
Know that good things are coming.
And know that, you know, in up to 6 months' time, you'll look back and be like, thank God. Time is the greatest healer of all. Truly, truly. It could take up to a year, it could be a month. Mm. But thank goodness.
Everything happens for a reason. You fucked up, don't get me wrong. You've cheated on your boyfriend, not ideal. But this was a sign in your life being like, wake up. This is not right. Let's get out.
And also just know that this feeling won't last forever. This feeling of guilt and panic and heartbreak, you know.
It will pass.
It will pass,
you'll
and you'll
be,
get
honestly,
out on the
24,
other end.
And you'll look back and think, God, what?
Remember that relationship I had when I was 18?
Yeah,
God,
thank
I kissed
God
that guy.
Ended.
Remember when I kissed that guy, guys?
Yeah.
God.
And you'll laugh.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
100%, like, no doubt in my mind.
No doubt in my mind.
Yeah.
You've got this.
You'd be like, God, remember that? My first boyfriend, Barry, was his name.
Yeah.
God, what a time that was. I kissed that guy in that bed that one night. Yeah. God.
That's literally how you talk
about these stories.
I know. They seem so big at the time.
Because it is. It's a big moment.
It is a big moment.
But it just shows how life does move on.
Yes.
And it's not your forever.
It's that thing that's like, if it's not going to matter in 5 years.
Right.
We can't spend 5 months.
So in 5 years' time, are we still going to be in turmoil about you kissing Brian in the bed?
No, we're not.
We're going to laugh about it.
Yeah. In 5 months' time, we're probably not going to be in turmoil about it.
Give us 3 weeks.
We'll snap back into action.
Yeah, I'm just going to snap back.
We can do this. Baby. Okay, so last one.
Buckle up. Let me take a sip of water.
Do I tell his pregnant girlfriend that he's a cheat? Oh,
First things first. Dear Lord, please may I never be the pregnant girlfriend who's been cheated on.
Please.
Please.
Or the pregnant wife.
Or the pregnant wife, the pregnant. Whatever, the pregnant anyone who's been cheated on.
So, but we all make mistakes. We're humans. This girl's just cheated. This guy's cheated. Yeah. Right?
We were defending, so am I meant to forgive?
We were defending the girl for cheating and saying it's going to be all right. So we've got to have the same energy.
I'd have to have a lot of strength if I had a baby on the way.
So I met this boy 2 years ago in April 2020. Let's call him Brian. I was in a bad place, feeling really low in self-confidence, and he just came at such a perfect time.
Oh, lovely.
Brian was lovely. He made me smile. He treated me like such a gentleman. He treated me like a gentleman, or maybe he was.
He was.
And we instantly made a connection. I met all his family. I even went to his nan's funeral when she sadly passed.
Oh.
We were on and off, which was my fault due to just being scared of being commitment, blah, 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 until January just gone, so a year and 9 months. He all of a sudden stopped messaging me, stopped caring, and stopped making an effort.
Typical.
I found out he'd met someone new and was heartbroken. He'd met her at the start of December and was speaking to both of us for a month and decided to choose her. I was truly heartbroken.
Fuck.
Anyway,
Fast
forward to about 3 weeks ago. Somehow, me and Brian have started messaging again. He asked to see me, which I was very hesitant at first, but I just couldn't say no.
He's that one you just can't say no to.
We met, we both cried, we both laughed. And we spoke for hours.
It's the tears for me.
But we ended up sleeping together. And he is still with this girl.
And she's pregnant.
Mm. Not my fondest moment. And I hate that I'm even writing this and telling you. Listen, we don't judge.
We'd all be... Listen. I could see myself right in that position.
Me too. I'd be like, I just couldn't help it.
The tears. Mm. I'm a crier.
So... I can't believe that I'm writing this, but I just couldn't help it. We've been through so much together in these past 2 years.
Right.
We've made so many memories, and I'm just not over him.
Fuck.
It gets worse. While we met up, he told me he still loved me and cared for me and told me he regrets everything and does think about us often. I told him all the same back. I asked him to leave his girlfriend because they'd only been together for 4 months.
And to try again
with me, thinking they weren't too serious. To which he replied he couldn't because she was a nice girl, they never argue, and she was pregnant.
He's a naughty, naughty, naughty boy. How dare he?
I broke down,
message you,
and felt sick. Since then, he has still been messaging me, asking to meet up with me, saying that it's not just about the sex, saying he wants to take me for dinner because he doesn't want me out of his life and thinks that it will help me get over him and the situation.
Do you want to fuck off?
For asking me to please not tell his girlfriend.
Of course.
I'm still really hurting and feeling really low and just crying all the time.
Oh.
I can't get him out of my mind and the thought of him and this girl having a baby together.
Oh.
I've seen pictures of them on Facebook at their baby's gender reveal, and it just makes me feel sick to my stomach. Even on the night of their gender reveal, he messaged me and said he was sorry and he didn't want to rub it in my face, but he was always still thinking about me.
Does he like this sick twisted game?
I think so.
He likes it that you're in despair.
Mm.
And that you're yearning for him and he's like, no.
And that you're almost lonely.
Right. He likes it. Mm. It's a sick game for him. I don't like it.
So, do I tell her? I have screenshots of all of our conversation. Yeah. Him saying he loved me and missed me and how much he enjoyed having sex with me. Am I doing the right thing? She is disgusting. And I don't want to cause her stress. Am I doing it out of spite and hoping she breaks up with him so we can be together? Maybe. Am I doing it because it's the right thing to do? I also still, after all of this, care about
him
and don't want to cause troubles for him.
No.
But also want him to pay for what he's done. I'm so confused, so hurt. I don't know what to do. I really need your help.
Right.
This guy's
We need, right, you need, right, this guy is cheating on his pregnant girlfriend. Regardless of whatever history you two have, regardless whether you're in love, this guy is that's a fact. And do you really want to be with someone who's cheating on his pregnant girlfriend? No. He's going to do just the same to you. Whether he says he wouldn't, whether he says he loves you more and he would never do such a thing, he will go around and do exactly the same thing to you because obviously he's a bit, I don't know what's going on with this guy.
Right.
There's something going on here. It's not normal, I don't think.
It's and like revisiting the past flame.
It's disturbing and scary behavior. And the way that he's got you in, he's got you wrapped around his whole fucking finger, his whole hand.
Because it's
he's got you right here.
In the previous dilemma where she kissed another boy and now she's like, oh my fucking God, what have I done? Right.
She's almost panic. Enjoying the cheating.
Never going to do that again. I go, oh my God, what have I done? He's thinking, I'm going back for more. I still love her. I'm messaging her. This is almost a fair level.
He's enjoying messing with you and keeping it a secret and it's a thrill for him. It's like a weird thrill and I think he's chatting a load of shit. I don't think he loves you. Maybe you think I don't, because that's not love.
No,
I think if he truly loved you, he'd leave his pregnant girlfriend. Right if he co-parent. Truly did. 100% you can do that. I think he's just chatting
if
a load
of
bollocks.
If he truly loved you, he wouldn't have picked the other girl in the first place.
The fact
that you were seeing each other and he started seeing someone else, no.
And how disgusting of him to then say, oh, don't tell my girlfriend what we're doing here. Do you want to fuck off? Excuse me. The first thing you're going to do is block this guy.
Yeah.
Because again, it's just like we were saying before, when you're in your 30s, you're going to look back and laugh. And be like, remember that twat
that
of a guy
got
I was fucking with?
Situation
do you remember what an idiot he was to me and how silly I was to put up with that?
Yeah.
This is one of those moments where you've got
to
like...
Big learning curve.
Step back, look at it and be like, what the fuck is going on? How did I get here?
Right.
And it's
How
have we got here? You just got to exit. It's going to hurt. Look, you love him. I get it. He's really said all the right things. It's been 2 years of love and
like, think about yourself, right?
Right. Put yourself first.
There's a baby in this situation that's innocent in all of this.
God,
right?
Child coming.
Let's not make life more complicated than it already is. You know, let's leave this guy. Think no.
Block
like,
him.
You can't have your cake and eat it. You chose to be with her. You're having a baby with her.
Enjoy your life
and go and live your life with her and your child and try and stay on the right track for both of their sake and leave me alone. You do not want to get sucked more into this situation,
right?
Because
listen, you're crying.
You shouldn't be entertaining
day.
Someone you're single but you shouldn't be entertaining someone who has a pregnant girlfriend at home, and you know that
you're crying every day. He's not making you happy because you're crying every day.
Exactly.
So what are you staying for? Those couple hours of cuddles and thrill and him saying he loves you? That's
and what?
He goes home to his girlfriend and says, I can't leave her. She's super nice.
Right,
that's
we don't argue.
We don't argue. She's
a
super nice girl. Fuck that. You deserve to have a boyfriend who loves you and it's not cheating on you. You don't deserve any of this. This is not happiness. This is not love.
No.
Full stop.
This is not
love. This is not happiness. This is not a healthy situation to be in.
So we're gonna
block
A B C D E F G.
Gotta go. Listen, look, you could message the girlfriend if you want.
No.
I know you're saying, but I care about him. I don't want any trouble for him. Fuck that.
Fuck that.
He
doesn't care about you.
He does not care about you. If he cared about you, he wouldn't be doing any of this shit to you.
Right.
Okay? He would understand how this is making you feel and he would change that. And he's not. And he's literally taking you for a ride.
I think...
Just get out of there. Get out of there. Ghost him. Don't ever talk to him again.
The pregnant girlfriend, it's not really your...
Listen, we don't want panic from the pregnant... Look, she's innocent in this.
We don't want to call, it's almost like, you know, if it were me, I'd want to know. But it's the same point of like, it's not your relationship to get involved in. You know, it's not your, you know.
Listen, it's a tough one with that. It could be like, girl, good luck. I'm going to tell her. I'm just going to send her the screenshots and exit and leave. She can do with that what she will. I'm not getting involved. But I'm going to let her know because this guy is not okay. Or... So you either take that stance.
Or you just think, I'm going to focus on my life.
I'm going to focus on myself. I'm going to get out of here for myself and move on. And I'm not
going to
get myself entangled in this relationship.
Even
though you already are. But I think just block him, delete, get out of there.
Make
first.
A swift exit.
Just get out of there. Look, meet someone else. Take like, some time to heal.
This is his mistake, and these are going to be his regrets. This is, like, not right. yours, you know?
I know right now you're probably focusing all the good times you had before you met this other girl, you know what I mean? Mm. All the laughs you had back in April 2020.
How good life could be together, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, and but it's that's not. What you're clinging on
He's
to.
He's having a child.
You've got to look at the reality. He's making you cry every day. He's in a relationship with a girl. He's having a baby with her. He says he can't leave her for you. Mm. So what are we doing? Then? Are we going to just keep sleeping with this guy?
No.
What, until this baby's
to
eight?
What end?
What, to what end? Exactly, for what?
Mm.
No.
No.
And you never want someone to leave another girl for you.
No, because they'll leave you for someone else.
Because they'll leave you for someone else. That's
a fact. That's the golden rule.
No matter what he says, he could tell you everything you want to hear because that's just what they do.
What they do.
He can tell you everything you want to hear, right? But it's bullshit.
Mm.
He's already proven that to you, that he's not
he's shown
worthy
your true colours.
Of...
So it's not, let's see
he's not
let's
worthy
it.
Of your time and attention.
Absolutely
he's not.
He's not
at all. What a prick.
Let's get out.
Let him have his baby. I hope he's a good father to the child.
Me too. Let him get on with his life.
Wish him well. Oh, no, we're not wishing him well, but we can, you know, for our own peace.
It's not our business anymore.
Wish him well. Hope he raises a lovely child. Mm. Happily ever after.
Let's get out.
Listen, he'll probably marry this girl. I'm
keeping
hope
it so.
Real. He'll probably propose to her
yeah.
after you ghost her. Ghost him, he'll probably get married to her. Lovely. Please keep him.
It's not your life.
It's not it was never your life to have. A life with him was never gonna be for you.
No. And thank God, because if you had his baby, he'd be cheating on you.
The Lord.
Right.
Imagine you were the one pregnant. You
exactly.
You'd have this man in your life for the rest of your life.
The poor girl who's having a baby.
But she's none the wiser. So you could let her know.
Mm.
But it's up to you. That's your call to make.
We can't tell you what to do.
We can't tell you what to do in that situation, but we can tell you to get the fuck out of there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Don't
and we will
ever talk to him ever again. It's disgusting what he's done. I can't believe the audacity in the cheek. I actually can't.
Shocking.
I'm truly shocked to my core. What?
And on that note, guys,
what in the world?
Let's just get back to the energy of the girl that's being proposed to.
Oh,
and
happiness.
Let's focus our energy
happiness
there, guys, because this episode has been a bit of a
is
whirlwind.
Overflowing.
Absolutely.
Right? We're so happy.
So thank you guys so much for listening. We hope you're all doing really good. You can find us here, same time, same
right,
place
every
next
Wednesday.
Week.
Wednesday.
Back next week with a girl talk. So you can email your dilemmas to hello@thegirlsbathroom.com.
And follow us on Instagram @thegirlsbathroom and on TikTok. @thegirlsbathroom.
It's amazing. It's a great time.
Love you.
All right, guys. See you next Wednesday.
Bye.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.